And to Mishnah Melech, Claire's a shayla. We all know that for Kiddushei Kesef, it's necessary to have a Shavah Pruta. And that the man gives a woman a Shavah Pruta, and Isha B'pachas M'Shavah Pruta L'Mekanya Nafsha. This is something that we're familiar with. So Mishnah Melech declares, if this did, that you can't have Kedusha unless it's a Shavah Pruta, it certainly is a din in the Isha, that the Isha has to receive a Shavah Pruta, that we know because the Gemara said Isha B'pachas M'Shavah Pruta L'Mekanya Nafsha. So the fact that the Isha has to receive a pruta, that's a davar pashut. Question is, does halacha require that the man lose a shavah pruta? That the man give up a shavah pruta? That the woman receive a shavah pruta is a davar pashut? That the man give up a pruta, does he have to give a pruta? Is it only a bit in receiving that has to be a pruta? Or in giving? Okay, just mean someone else could lose the pruta instead of him. So it could be someone else instead of did have a kanani. But someone's losing a pruta. Now, what's an afkamina? Have a hechakimtza, that'll be an afkamina in such a case. The woman gets a pruta. Where did she get it from? The man loses a pruta. So what's the shayla? She brings two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, if a man is mekadesh an isha with yisurei hanah, let's say with arla, it's worth zero to the man. There's no value. Arla is asa b'hanah. There's no value. For the woman, if she's a normal woman, so pashut it's not a kedusha, it's worth zero to her. What happens if she's sick? She's a chayla. Either she's a chayla, she esh by sakana, she's allowed to eat the arla. Or even if she's a chayla she'ein by sakana, the halacha is that a chayla she'ein by sakana, for medical reasons, is allowed to have hanah from arla shalai kederach hanah say with the shiva, shalai kederach hanah. So here you have a man, he's mekadesh an isha with arla, which to him is worth zero. To her is worth something. It's worth something. She's a chayla, and to her it's worth something. Is it a good kiddush?
He's having an indirect hanah from it as well.
That's a good point. He's l'chayra doing an avera. Because he having a, if you say it's a good kedushin, then he's having a benefit from the arla. So that's a good point. He's having an indirect hanah doing an avera. But mistami means in achinami. Let's say he is doing an avera. The question is, is it a good kedushin or not? What's the shayla? She's receiving a shavah pruta. She's taka receiving a shavah pruta. Because to her it's worth a pruta. She pay for it. He is not sacrificing a shavah pruta. He's not giving up a shavah pruta. So to him, if you say he has to give a shavah pruta, he's not giving a shavah pruta. So that's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina he has, shouldn't say second, but another nafkamina that he has, is the following case. He says this is a shayla in tshuva saradvaz. If a man takes something worth less than a pruta and he throws it to an isha, l'shem kedusha, he says, "Hari amakudeshesli b'dover zeh," and he throws it to her. And when he lets go of it, it's worth less than a pruta. And while it's going in midair, it becomes, the price goes up. They may announce a price rise, and the price of the chefetz goes up. Now it is worth a pruta, and by the time it lands in my hand, it's worth a pruta. So the shayla is that a good kedushin or not? What's the shayla in this case? A strange case, the second case. I don't mean it's strange because it's never going to happen. It's certainly never going to happen that he throws a tar in midair, it becomes worth more than a pruta. But even Luyitzur would happen, it's The way the Mishnah Melech looks at it, this is the shayla. If I throw something to an isha, at the time I let go of it, it's worth less than a prut. So I'm only losing less than a prut. By the time she receives it, it is a pruta. So she's getting a pruta, and I'm only giving up less than a pruta. So that seems to be a bit of a problem. I think which Rav asked himself by Merrick, seems to be a problem with the case. That in midair, it would seem it's still his in midair. No, it's the L'chayr, it's still his. He is losing a pruta. Yeah, the question though is he losing a pruta? If he takes an object worth less than a pruta, throws it to her, and midair it goes up in value, Mishnah Melech is assuming, at least at first glance, that he's losing less than a pruta, she's gaining a pruta, and that's an afkamina in our shayla. That's the second afkamina. Now what?
He mails it to her.
He says that, rather he mentions that. So let's say he mails the tar, it's worth less than a puta when he mails it, it's worth more than a puta when she gets it. So the Mishnah Melech says, well, the chayrin will be the same shiloh. Our question is that, you know, this case is a good illustration of the shiloh. But the particular case, there's a shverikai, because the chayrin, it still belongs to him when it's in midair, so he really is losing a puta, technically. But okay, as an illustration of Ashayla, assuming in midair it's ownerless, so he gave up less than a pruta, she received a pruta. And this is the nidain in the lamnis, you see the nidain. The nidain is it necessary for him to lose a pruta or not lose a pruta? This is the Ashayla. So Mishnah Melech has a long arichas on the topic. He brings... There's a number of rayas. One raya that he brings, the halacha is that if a ganav steals something and the owner is miyayish, is the ganav kaina? Not yet. Right? For kinyan, we pass kinyan, you need two things. You need what? Yush and a shino, either shino rishos or shino Hashem or Shini and the thing. So you need Yish and Shini Rishus. So Ganav stole something, and the owner is Miyayish, and he has it in his hand. Now he goes over to a woman, and he says, Hari Abba Kudesh Asli, with this object. And he gives it to her. So the halacha is Mekudeshus. The halacha is that it's a good Kiddush. If as long as the owner was Miyayish, it's a good Kiddush. Why is it a good Kiddush? Because when the woman receives it, is it hers? Yeah, when she receives it, it's after Yiyush, plus Shina Rishus, plus it changed hands. It went from the Ganav's hand to her hand. So you have Yiyush plus Shina Rishus. So the woman is kind of a pruta. Zok, the Mishnah Melech, did the man lose a pruta? Chayre not. Because when the man gave it, it wasn't his. When he gave it, there was no Shina Rishus. There was only Yiyush. So Kozman, the Ganav has it, it's not his. It still belongs to the Nignav. And he's holding it. He's a Ganav who's holding it. And he gives it to the woman. So he's not giving away a pruta, because it's not his pruta. It's a Gagamata thing. He's not giving away a pruta. So he's not losing a pruta of his by giving it to her. She is gaining a pruta by receiving it. Because she has, with the issue she receives it. And it's a good Kedushin. It's a Raya that only she needs to receive a pruta, and he doesn't have to give away a pruta. He doesn't have to give away his pruta. He's losing. In what sense is he losing a pruta then? In the sense, because he could get a pruta for it. And Arla, if he goes into the Geisha Shuk and he sells the Arla, he's going to get a pruta for it. In fact, you could get a pruta. But what you could say, you should say differently. What you mean is, it's true. What you should say really is that he's using a pruta because he's going to have to pay back. In this way, he's going to have to pay a different such item. He's losing a pruta. All right. Mishmael brings this as a raya. He brings it, no, he brings it as a raya. I think he quotes the Ritva, brings it as a raya. That it's a raya, that boss of a Kabbal, that all that matters is she receive a pruta. He doesn't have to give up a pruta. Of course, it's a tremendous chiddush that to say such a thing, that as long as she receives a pruta, even if he doesn't give up a pruta, it's still a good kedushin. That's a very big chiddush. First of all, the Mishloach Melech brings that l'chayre there's a stira in the Radvaz. In these two nafkaminis we had, the first case was the case of Yisriya Noah, the second case was if you throw it. In the case of throwing it, when a person throws it to an Isha, the Radvaz paskins that it's a good kedushin. If you throw an object to an Isha in the middle of the year, it goes up in value, so the Radvaz says it's a good kedushin. Because she's receiving a pruta, even though he's not losing a pruta. So the Radvaz says that the taker is she should receive a pruta, not that he should lose a pruta. In a different tshuva, the Radvaz talks about the Yisrei Anah case, where you makadish a chayla with an object of Arla, Yisrei Anah, you makadish a chayla with Yisrei Anah, and tahar, it's worth money. And to him it's not worth money. And the other Radvaz says it's not a good kedushin. No good. So the Mishlamel says the chayrid is a steer in the Radvaz. In the throwing case, the Radvaz holds that it's a good kedushin, which means only she has to receive, it doesn't matter if he loses. And the Suryanah case, he says it's not a good kedushin, because even though she received, he's not losing. It's a stira, the two psakim of the Radvaz, the two chubas of the Radvaz.
Why didn't you just
say Mitzvah Babavera? Well, we don't say Mitzvah Babavera by Kiddushin. The question is why? The Siva says, because the Chalois is Chal. It may not have a Mitzvah, but the Chalois is Chal. But by Kiddushin, we never say Mitzvah Babavera, whatever it has been. Yeah, that one. Very good. That's good terms. The Avni Malum says. Avni Malum answers the stira the Mishnah Melech asked. Avni Malum is a simon chav ches, sifkat nun hay. And for those of you who were last year, it goes with Rav Shimon's general mahalach in learning. Avni Malum is before Rav Shimon. But we had many times Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon told us that if the Torah says something, that creates a metzias. The Torah says something, it creates a metzias. One of the best example of this is if someone cooks treifas on Yom Tov. So Vaitafai cooks treifa food and he eats it on Yom Tov. So he gets malchus for the doing the malacha of cooking. So Rav Shimon says, why does he get malacha? Why does he get malchus for cooking? Eichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. All right, so he cooked treifas. He cooked nevela, so he shouldn't have eaten nevela. Why does he get malchus for cooking? He cooked, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So Rav Shimon's yisoid was that nevela is not food. If the Torah said that you're not allowed to eat nevela, that means nevela isn't food. It might look like food, it might taste like food, it might smell like food. It's actually what he calls sam hamaves, it's poison. You think it's food? It's not food, it's poison. If someone cooks poison on Yom Tov and he eats it, so the cooking poison is not a heter of eichel nefesh, no such thing. It's not food. If the Torah says it's not food, it's not food. So Rabbi Meluim says a similar nekuda here. He says, really the Radvaz holds that as long as the woman receives a shava pruta, it's a good kedushin. And it doesn't matter if the man loses it or the man doesn't lose it. And therefore the tshuva with the throwing, that it's a good kedushin, makes sense. Aye, what about the other case? If you makadish an isha with arla, we say that it's not a good kedusha. Aye, to her, it has a shavius. She's a chayla. She's allowed to use it. And for the Avnei Meluim, what do you mean? It's not worth a pruta. The Torah said it's not worth a pruta. The Torah said arla is worthless. Arla is worthless. You can't have anah from it. You can't eat it. You can't do anything. Arla is totally worthless. Since Arla is worthless, the Torah said Arla is worthless, so Mamela, she received nothing. She's a chayla who could use it, so she could use a worthless slave. But the Torah said it's worthless.
You can't steal.
If you steal Arla, you don't have to pay back. More than that. Reb Shimon brings, if you have a fraya community, fraya people, and a person has a fruit store, he sells Arla, he's never heard of Arla, he doesn't know from Arla, and he has a store, he grows fruit in his backyard, and he sells it, he sells Arla also. And people bought Arla. Later, he becomes a Baal Tshuva, he becomes from, he wants the Tshuva. He sold Arla, what does he do? So Reb Shimon, and he really brings him Shulchan Aruch, he has to return the money to everyone who bought the Arla. He sold them an orange, sold them 10 oranges for a dollar. They were Arla. He's a ganav. He sold them something worthless for a dollar. They're laughing at you. They say, what do you mean it's worthless? It's a good orange, and I ate the orange, and it tasted good. Sukhtar Shimon, it's not so. If you sell someone Arla, and you take money for it, and he's willing to buy it, then you're a ganav, because it's worthless. It's worthless. If they don't know it's Arla, they don't know such a thing as Arla. It's certainly, if I sell you a car and you don't know and there's no engine under the hood, it's a makaf to us. Even if they ate it, that's the thing. Even if they ate it and they enjoyed it, what? You could trust, I'm talking where it is Arla. A fruit store sold fruit, later they found out it was Arla. Let's say there's no Aveira. It's nothing to do with the Aveira. The fact is that it's not food. This is not food. You think it's food. It looks like food. The Torah says it's not food. So it's not food. You've got to give your money back. Let's say... Right. Yeah, but the Torah gave a woman a right to not get married. She could say, I only want to get married if. She can't change the halacha. It is chal. Only if you're maskim. Isha has to be maskim. She has the option of being maskim, not being maskim. So since she has the option, so male. So Davi Malum uses that to answer here. That really it goes according to the woman. It doesn't go according to the man. And Mamela, the case of Yisuri Ano is different. In Makai Shishu Yisuri Ano, the Torah says it's worthless. So it's worthless. And Mamela, it's not a raya to Arnid. So what does he end up with? The Mishnah Melech ends up pretty much at the Red Vaz holds it goes according to the Isha. And he brings other Rishayim. Then he says that perhaps this is the Machlaikis Taisis and the Taisis Rid in our Sukkah. That maybe, getting back to our Gemara, which we didn't talk about yet today, this is the Machlaikis Taisis and the Taisis Rid in our Sukkah. And we'll have to figure it out how does it connect to Taisis and the Taisis Rid? How does it follow? So let's review. The Machlokes Taisis and Taisis Rid, and we'll see how it fits in. Taisis held that we are not Gairis, Basar, Nois, and Azlina. Not Gairis, Basar, Nois, and Azlina. If a man gives Kedushin, he's a Shliach for two other men. Happened to be his sons, doesn't matter if they're his sons. A man is a Shliach for two men, and he goes over to the Kaddish. Two nashim, and they're two daughters of the same father. He goes over to the father, says, "Here's a shavakuta. I want to be married. I want Reuven and Shimon sent me. Reuven's married to the older daughter. Shimon's married to the younger daughter with this pruta." So Taisus held that mitzad the nashim, there's no chesaron. There's no problem with bussel nashim as we. So safik of bussel makabel. Do we go according to one man being makabel or two women? But there's no chesaron mitzad the men. No chesaron, no problem. The Taisus Rid said, "What are you talking about? There is a chesaron mitzad the men. The men have to give two prutas. How could the men just give one pruta? If you go bust into two, they have to give two." By my pligi, it's obviously Taisus holds. There's no chesaron mitzad the men. Even if bust into two as lina, even if you go according to the Mekadish, not according to the shliach. Tosfos said there's no problem. Why is there no problem? Each man is only giving half a pruta. So why is there no problem? Zavta Mishnah Lamela, because he holds that the noisin does not have to lose a pruta. There's no din that the husband has to lose a pruta. There's a din the isha has to get a pruta. So the Gemara is in Ibaya. Tosfos takes out the words basa noisin. The Ibaya is basa the kabel aslin on a basa the du aslin. But mitzad the men, there's no problem. Even if each one's giving half a pruta, it doesn't matter. Tosfos holds it doesn't matter if the man gives less than a pruta, as long as the woman receives a pruta. Like the Radvaz. Like the Radvaz says, if you throw it, it's good. Here also, it's good. But Tosfos says that if you go bus a nice thing, I'm sorry, Tosfos just the opposite. I'm sorry. Tosfos says if you go bus a nice thing, you would zichah need two prutas. I take it back. I apologize. Let's start again. Okay? Tosfos said that if you go basa noisein, if the shliach sicha has to give go again, Taisa's rid holds that the Gemara Zibaya is, do you go according to him or you go according to them? And Taisa's shita is that you go, you know, figure it out together. How does it work? Taisa's rid held that the Gemara Zibaya is, do you go according to the one who's giving? Or the people who are sending him to give. Right? That's what the Tosfos Rid holds. If you go according to the one who's giving, then it's a good kedushin, because there's a pruta. If you're going to the ones who sent it, then it's. If you go according to the ones who sent it, then it's no good, because each one's only half a pruta. So Tosfos says you can't say that. Because, certainly, even if you go bust a nice thing, even if you go according to the one who's giving it, there's a requirement that each person lose a pruta. That each of them lose a pruta. Which means that Tosfos holds that each man has to lose a pruta. That's the way you were saying it, right? Okay. So start again. Make the cheshbon. Don't give up. Okay? Let's just figure it out, okay? Again, Tosfos, there's a girsa that Tosfos Rid has that Tosfos says is wrong. Let's go into Tosfos Rid's girsa and see why it does not make sense by Tosfos. The girsa of the Gemara is Basa Naisin as Lina or Basa Nidhu as Lina. You'll go according to the Shliach, but you go according to the ones who sent him. Tosfos Rid said, if you go Basa Shliach, it's a good Kedushin. It's a prudent. If you go Basa the ones who sent him, it's no good. Which means that Tosfos Rid holds that the ones who, if you go Basa the ones who sent him, each one has to lose a whole prudent. So Tosfos Rid is the one who holds, like Yankee said, not like I said, Tosfos Rid is the one who holds that a Basa Nidhu as Lina, it's not a good kedushin. Correct?
Did who
bus the noisein is the shliach, bus the two is the mishalayach. Right? There's the two men and the one man. So the argirsa is, do you say bus the noisein as lina? As long as the noisein gives a fruit, that's good. Or do you go bus the two according to the ones who sent it? Tosfos Rid is gairis, that if you go bus the two, then it's not a good kedushin. Why is not a good kedushin to go bust the two? Because each of them didn't lose a pruta. So Tosfos Rid holds each of them has to lose a pruta. Because if you go bust the two, it's not a good kedushin. Tosfos says no, it's not true. It's not true. The shliach is no different than the mishalayach. And if you would say such a thing, there'd be no difference if it's the noisin or the two. And we're not going to bust the noisin as linen. Why? Why aren't we going to bust the noisin as linen? Because we don't care. We don't care that the noisein gave up a pruta, didn't give up a pruta, who cares? All we care is that the lady received a pruta. And we're not going to bust a noisein because we don't care if the noisein loses a pruta or not. It doesn't matter to us. That's Tosfos. Tosfos Rid says, if you go bust a didhu, then each one must give up a pruta. I don't know who said the right way before, but again. Okay, does anybody in the Gemara? Okay, what's the Gemara's Ibai? If you go bust a Nisan or bust a Didhu? Okay, if you go bust a Nisan, then it's a Pruta late, everybody has nothing to talk about. Nisan means a Shliach. If you go bust a Shliach, he's giving a Pruta, it's good. If you go bust a Didhu, according to this Gersa, as his Rid holds up, if you go bust a Didhu, it's no good. Why is it no good if you go bust a Didhu? Why is it no good? Obviously, because each man has to lose a pruta. So Taisus Reed holds that it's necessary for each man to lose a pruta. Taisus says we're not going to that. Because if there would be a requirement mitzad the Nisan, there'd be no difference the Shliach and the Mishalayach. There'd be no difference the Nisan and the Mishalayach. And therefore, Taisus says, we're not gairus it, we don't care. See, Taisus holds that we only care mitzad the Isha. Mitzad the man, it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter if you go bust the two or bust the Shliach? Because on the man's side, we don't care if there's a pruta or there's no pruta. It's irrelevant. From the man's side, it's irrelevant. It only matters if the Isha gets a pruta. So if you go bust the Makabla, bust the two on the woman's side. Yeah?
I think it's really different because it's not something they have to lose a pruta. They have to ask you to give it. They don't have to give it yet. So, but even if somebody also gives you a pruta, why don't they have to give it to someone
else? Someone else to give it. If you. That's the question. That's the question. Someone's giving wise enough sar. So must be, Taisus Rid holds, that the Makadish has to lose a pruta. They're not losing. The concern is that they're not losing. Losing. Which is the Mishnah Pesach. Because the chasn have to lose. Giving, they are. They're giving because the shliach is giving. But they're not losing. The mice in the scene is the scene of a pruta. You follow? I would say, why don't you follow? It's not complicated, but I can't say that. According to Taisus Reed, if you go busted the two, what's the problem? They're not losing a pruta. Taisus Reed holds you have to lose a pruta. No. And you can phrase it that way if you mean the same thing. If you mean something else, then you're no one else is being mashed for that. In the mice in the scene, there's a pruta. In the losing, there's no pruta. You are, so you have the pruta. All right, let's. You follow? Anybody follow? It's not so bad if you don't follow. If you sit down afterwards and figure it out, it's okay, and you can look into Mishnah Melech. But if you just give up, then that's no good. Okay. Again, the point is this: the reason Taisus is not Gairis Bas Nisan is because Taisus holds we don't care about the Nisan. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter if the Nisan loses a pruta or doesn't lose a pruta. Who cares? The ikar is that the woman has to receive. So the Gemara is Nibayah. Who's considered the woman? The father or the two daughters? That's the Gemara is Nibayah. But Taisus is not Gairis in the Ibayah, Basa Nisan, Aslina, and that, because Taisus holds the Nisan doesn't have to lose a pruta. It doesn't matter. The Taisus Rid holds, no. It's an Ibayah Mitzad the Nisan. Who is the Nisan in this case? Is it the two men who sent? Or is it the one man who's giving? Is it the Shliach or is it the Mishalayach? If it's the Shliach, there's a Pruta. If it's the Mishalayach, there's no Pruta. And if there's no Pruta, it's no good. The Mishalayach must lose a Pruta. The Taisus Rid's Shita is that the Pruta mitzad HaMishalayach, mitzad HaChasn is necessary. You do have to lose a Pruta. The Shita of the Taisus is that we don't care about the Tzad HaNaisen. We don't care if there's a Naisen or a Lina, but who has Lina, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
There would be yes. Something on the same, because let's say somebody gave me a pruta and said to me, and said, you don't lose the pruta, I'll get to give it. So if you only have to lose the pruta, so then he's not losing over here. So if he only has to give it, okay, he's going to raise my system, he's not losing anything.
He gives it out today.
If the person says,
So we can clarify Shaila. That would be enough gemina. Okay. We can clarify, but it doesn't prove one way or the other because you don't have a right to your Shaila. Right? You don't have a din. I don't know.
You follow what I'm saying? You have here two men, right? Mm-hmm. You got two chassanim. And here you have the shliach, right? And he's giving the fruta. And on this side, alright, you have the father and the two ladies, right? Okay?
What's the Gemara's Ibaya? So on this side, everyone's going, this Ibaya is, do you need the fruta here? What's the Makabala Zlina? Or do you go? Buster the two Azlina. That's the Ibaya, let everybody on the ladies' side. Right? Do you go buster the Kabul? It's one fruta. Or do you go buster the two ladies? Then everyone is good. Texas Ritz says, the same exact here, say here. Do you go buster him, and then it's one fruta? Or do you go buster the two of them, and then you need two frutas? That's how Texas is Gairus. And Texas Ritz is Gairus. Texas Ritz is Gairus like this. Which means, if you go buster him, it's a good kedushin. Right? Just say you go buster her, it's good. If you go buster him, it's good. Right? So if you go buster him, it's good. If you go buster them, it's no good. If you go buster them, why is it no good? That's the answer. If you go buster them, why is it no good? There's no fruta for each one. So obviously the Tesis Rid holds that each one has to lose a fruta. That each one of the two has to lose a fruta. So the Gemara Zibai is. If you go according to this person and this person, nice and macabre, then it's a fruta and a fruta. So it's good. Or do you go, busting the two? Maybe we don't look at them, we look at them and them, and then it's no good. Why is it no good? Because he's not giving up a fruta, he's not giving up a fruta. She's not getting, she's not getting. That's the Tysus Riz Gersa. Tysus says, no, this half of the Shiloh is no Shiloh. The whole Shiloh is here. You go bust a heart, one fruta. You go bust a them and it's half fruta. Here, there's no Shiloh. I don't care, I go bust a the two, I go bust a the day, bust a shliya. I don't care if I go bust a him or them. It's irrelevant, like Tysus. Because as long as the fruit is given, it is nicer. I don't care if they lose the fruit, they don't lose the fruit. Tysus says it doesn't matter. That's all. What?
Each one is a half, and that's really up to them.
If each one.
Each one of them will give a half
fruit
of the one
shliach. Yeah, it's also good. It's also good. If yes. Could be.
According to both
cases,
the nice thing has to give up
a fruta.
I'm saying
that in the act, you have to give up a fruta, but Chosin doesn't have to lose a fruta. The Meis Nesina has to be in the scene, perhaps, of a fruta. You may be right.
One.
You mean the Radvaz's case, we threw half a fruta, it could be worse.
It's
the Meis Nesina, it could be. It's not a problem. But in the Lamdis of whether the Chosin has to be Chos or a fruta, it fits well to be the Machlokes Tysus and Tysus Rin.
But if one thing doesn't have a shliach, it might have to be.
Fine. It could be. It could be Mechalik. Okay, this is the Mishloah Melech. Again, it's in Perek Hay of Hilchas Ishus. And I suggest you get to know the Mishloah Melech because it is Megeah to other Sugis yet in the Perek. Alright, let's see a little more Gemara. Boy Rav Papa Bitcha u Parasecha Bepruta Mahu, Miyamina Bitcha Bechatsi Pruta, Parasecha Bechatsi Pruta, Dom Bitcha Pruta, Parasecha Mashicha Teiku, Boy Rav Ashi Bitcha Bekarkecha Bepruta Mahu, Bitcha Bechatsi Pruta, Kekecha Bechatsi Pruta, Dom Bitcha Pruta, Kekecha Bechatsi Pruta, Kekecha Bechatsi Pruta, Teiku. Very similar shilas. Let's get on to the next Ibai, Ahu Gavra. Okay, now listen carefully to this case, and then we'll discuss it. We have here a machlaikis. Hahu gavra da agdish b'shirai. A man was mekadesh a woman with shirai. What a shirai? As Rashi says. Cloth. Shmata, silk. He's mekadesh a lady with some silk cloth. Rabba omar loitzricha shuma. Rabba says you don't have to estimate the value. The Rabbi Yosef Amat Tzrichi Shuma. When do you have to shut it up? So Rashi says, Kaidim Shetekablein. Beforehand, Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that if you hold, you have to shut it up, It's before Kiddushin. Tosis knows the same way. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzricha Shuma, Kaidim Kiddushin, Tosis says. So what's the case? You're going now to get married. You want to be Mekadosh a woman. And you plan to use Shirai. So Zok to Rabbi Yosef, you have to beforehand go to a... Go to who? To Bezdin or to an expert, Mistam? I should say who? So you have to go to an expert, get it appraised, and you have to appraise it for the wedding. Why should you have to appraise it for the wedding? So the Gemara is going to have two pshat. We're only going to learn the first pshat today, right? Which side is pashut and which side needs explanation? How would you say pashut? You have to shout it up. You don't have to shout it up, huh? You have to make sure it's worth the pruta. You have to shout it up beforehand, though. Like beforehand, let it be Mekadishar, and afterwards, if it's worth the pruta, she's married. If not worth the pruta, she's not married. What? The Eidim should have to know. So it's for the sake of the Eidim, maybe, that we shout it up. Maybe. Maybe we're shouting it up. So maybe you're saying, maybe we're talking about something that was a suffix, if it's worth a pruta or not worth a pruta. And that's the Shaila. And then you still shout the Shatzerat. Okay, the Gemara is going to say that that's not the case. Now listen carefully to the Gemara's case and tell me which side is more mistaver. The stomach is a machlekes Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Half the class should say like Rabba, and half the class should say Rabbi Yosef. Well, probably a third of the class won't say anything, and a third will say like one, and a third will say the other, right? So let's see which svara follows. Let's see. Idam ala b'cholduhu kuliyam alay pliktzred, like tzrichishu. If he just said Ariyam akudeshesli with whatever it is, no shayla. Why is there no shayla? It's like Rashi, because they could tell it's worth a pruta. A piece of silk, zikha worth a pruta. So you don't have to shut it up. A normal case, every chasna I was ever at, the chasn didn't say how much the ring is worth. You just married out with the ring. So as long as so you don't need a shuma, no problem. Good. Ida amar la chamshin, v'lo shavu chamshin. Let's say he told her this silk is worth 50 zuz, and he's lying, it's not worth 50 zuz. V'lo shavu, he can't be a machlaikis. Avad is no problem. So keep leaking. Now here's the case, you have to figure out which side is more mustaver. Da'amar chamshin v'shavu chamshin. He has silk that's worth 50 zuz, and he says it's worth 50 zuz, and he's right. Rabba amar leitzvi chishuma, v'shavu chamshin. What do you have to shut it up for? And let him just be mekadishar, and it's a good kedushin. Rabbi Yosef amar, no, tzvi chishuma. You have to shut up before the kedushin. You have to shatz up, you have to get an appraisal of the value of the silk. Kivandi itzasa loy biki b'shuma. This lady, she's not an expert in silk. She doesn't know how much it's worth. Loy samcha daita. So she's not really saimach on him. He says it's worth 50 zuz. So she's not saimach das on him. And she's suspicious. Maybe it's not worth 50 zuz. So Mimelo is Dr. Yosef, you don't do a shuma, it's not a good kiddush. So Rabbi says, so it means to argue. A man went over to a woman with a bundle of silk, and he did not estimate the value. He just told her this is worth 50 zuz, Hariyamu Kodesh Asli, with this bundle of shiroi that are worth 50 zuz, that's Moshe Yisrael, and he gives it to her. And she takes it. So now we have a shayla, are they married or not? Rabbi says they're married. If he said it's worth 50, it is worth 50, they're married. Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not, they're not married because she didn't know it's worth 50. She didn't know, so he gave it to her. He says it's worth 50, but she was like some chadaita. So which side is more partial?
She accepted it, but asked that it wasn't worth 50. She's supposed to.
I was going to ask you that. No, who understands? You understand Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef? What do you understand better? What? Kasha Hamas. The Mais is the lady doesn't work that knowledge is worth.
That's
the Lestan Dyson. It's over or under. If it's over or under, she doesn't know what's
worth. It's over then, it's over then.
No, it's the real value. He gave it to her the real value.
But she's thinking it's worth more than she said. Yeah, why not?
Well, what do you think about some chadaitim? She's suspicious that it's really worth more?
If it's worth less, then why shouldn't it work?
Someone sells you a car and he tells you it's worth $5,000. You're suspicious it's really worth six.
No, it's a dream, not an expert. I mean, I hear the problem. It's under. Why shouldn't it be a kedusha?
It's under. She accepted it. Why is it a kedusha?
But the person was $1 million. She's asking the.
So you understand better, like Rabba.
Unless you say over.
Unless you say, does it make sense to you? I'm asking you. If Rabbi Yosef said that, it makes sense to you. Is she suspicious? A man is Makadishar? Worth 50
zillion?
Maybe it's worth more. So what's the gefer? Look if it's worth more.
She's only known that because she thinks that it's worth more. She's only masking the condition because she thinks it's worth
more. Because she thinks for sure it's worth more.
She's, look, it's worth more. Yeah. Exactly.
Very strange. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Right. So maybe it'll be Isis. Anybody have an opinion on the matter? How do you know? Afterwards, they get into an argument. She says, "I'm going to be married to you. It's not a marriage anyway." And he says, "It is a marriage." They go to bed. It's worth 50. Yeah, but the question is, you don't have it. Rabbi Yosef holds, even if Seif Maisi you have it, it's no good because you needed to have it beforehand. What would be you're at a wedding?
Yeah,
and under the chuppah, a man tells his wife, you know, this ring cost me whatever, it cost me $50 and you're worth it. What do you know? And Hayam Kadesh. So now the Masada Kedushin says, 1 minute, that's not a good Kedushin. He said it's worth 50. No good. So you say, why is it no good? It is worth 50. So it doesn't matter. He said 50, it's no good. So I don't understand this. This Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. Rabbi, I understand. Rabbi, he was straight. He said the right amount, and he did the right amount, and he did the right thing, and fine. Rabbi Yosef, where's Rabbi Yosef coming from? What's Rabbi Yosef saying? If he told the truth, you need a shuma? He told the truth, you need a shuma? He told us it's worth a pruta. It's not l'chayre. If it's a safek, it would be the same shayla. For some chadai, it would be the same shayla. Well, then Rashi says that that's pshat Gemara. Gemara said, "Idam lo b'chaldu kuli amalei pliti." Certainly good. Rashi says, "Because the bavei shav a pruta, but the pruta l'shav." This is l'chayre. You go b'smesh l'kabel. No, question is, nice, he has to lose money. He's losing money. He's giving up. Who's das? But you certainly need both of their das. And his das is good. There's no shayla. Her das is a suffer. Question is, what's missing in her das?
Maybe she's accepting it.
What?
Until she knows for sure that it's worth it. She doesn't say, I'm paying it for now, but I'm still not.
Maybe that's what she means. I'm paying it for now. And if it's worth,
I'm going to find out that it's really worth,
then I'll be married when?
Then. Which is not really a.
Then. Yeah. Maybe she's taking it. Because the kasha is, why is she taking it? If she doesn't trust her, why is she taking it? She's a goslin. So maybe, you understand that pshat? Maybe she's taking it. I'll das that she'll shut it up. And after she shuts it up, then she'll find out. Then it'll be good.
And just wait.
Maybe she'll have
yes. How does she just das?
No, it can't be.
So, not smichas das now. Now she's mesupik.
So now, what is she?
Mekudesh or not? Ask him. Don't ask me. What do you say? Mekudesh or not? Mekudesh. He will mekudesh later when he shuts it up. Why does she go through it? Maybe she doesn't make him feel bad. She's going to tell herself back at him. You know, it's a romantic moment. He's Mekadisha, he's going to throw it back.
What is that? He's not going to be Mekadisha later?
And he wants to be Mekadisha now, Mestana.
Then it doesn't work.
Well, if she says, I'll just. You know.
If he has no intention of being Mekadisha later, he wants to do it now.
And let me just tell you, while we're arguing about is Negea, I'll tell you why it's Negea. You can tell me what's the difference. You pass like Rabba. Rabba's more Mestaver, so good and tug, you know. We don't understand Rabbi Yosef. All right, there's some Beishamais we don't understand. All right, it's a mitzvah of Hagotara Lahadira. We have to understand every money. But it's more than that. Do me a favor. Turn to Tessa Medalla for a minute. The third Taisus. At the end of the Sugya, The Gemara goes back on our Gemara. It says Hilchasa Shiroi Loi Tzrichi Shuma, which is like who? Right, like Rabbi. Hilchasa Shiroi Loi Tzrichi Shuma. Now, if you scan down in Tosfos to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Now, listen carefully to Tosfos. This is the reason that every chassan knows that when you buy a ring for a kedushin ring, it's not allowed to have any stones on it. You're not allowed to have decorations on it, right? Why not? Why can you make kasha isha with a stone? It's all this Rabbeinu Tam. Now listen to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is asking, why does it say the word shiroi? Shiroi, anything tzrichi shuma. Hilchas a shiroi loitzar. Hilchas a loitzar shuma. Tosfos says, really, he has more than that. That's pshita we pass like rabba. Let's say hilchas a shiroi loitzrichi shuma. Listen to Rabbeinu Tam. I'm Rabbeinu Tam das lo shmina. That what? The dafka shiroi who the loitzrichi shuma lefi sheshumasan yadua ktsas ve'ein regilin litais by kolkach. Aval shai devarim. What does that mean? Shirai silk is usually known. People don't make big major mistakes in the value of a piece of cloth, even silk cloth. All right, how much of a mistake could you make in its value? Aval shai devarim. Kegay avanim taitas umagaliyais. If you're talking about a valuable stone, a gem, or a pearl, sheyesh she'enam taivais elo ma'at. There are some that are worth very little. Uragilin litais baharbe yoiser mishavyam. And it's the tendency of people to make a much bigger mistake by gems, by stones. Tzrichi shuma mishum dvoi samchedaita. What Taisa says? That we do pass in like Rabbi Yosef. That says even Rabbah is made to Rabbi Yosef. If you makadish a woman with a stone, that's tzrichi shuma. Ulefikach nagu ha'olam lekadesh b'tabas she'en ba'evet. And therefore, the minhag ha'olam is to make a chasana with a stone, not with a stone, with a ring that has no stone. You ever been a time? Huh? What's Rabbeinu Tam saying? Very easy thing. Rabbeinu Tam says this machlokes is Rabbi Rabbi Yosef is only by shirai. It's only by things like shirai. Rabbi says most people don't make mistakes on shirai, so she said nechdas, no problem. And if it would be a stone, or it would be a pearl, or anything where people make big mistakes, then I might it to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's svara would be right. So listen, why does Rabbi argue with Rabbi Yosef? Why does Rabbi argue with Rabbi Yosef? Because he says she's samech das, so basically you know the value of a piece of gold. But Rabbi's made it to Rabbi Yosef. If it would be such an item, then loisam chadaita, where it's hard to know the exact value, loisam chadaita, then Rabbi's made it to Rabbi Yosef that tzarech shuma, that you have to have a shuma before the chuppah. That means that Rabbi Yosef's etzem svara, Rabba is maida to the etzem svara of Rabbi Yosef. That if it's such an item that a woman is loisam chadaita, that's not a kedush. You need a shulma. What's pshat? Why should I need a shulma? If I'm a kaddish isha with a diamond ring under the chuppah. So if I fool her, I understand. If I tell her this diamond ring is worth $5,000. It's baloney, it's really worth only $1,000. Even if it's worth only $4,000, so I understand. Kedusha tos, it's not a kedusha. But under the chuppah, I tell her the diamond ring is worth this and this amount of money. And I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. Why isn't it a good kedusha? Rabbeinu Tam, at least, we'll have to see how we paskin. Before we finish the sugya, we're going to have to look how we paskin. But Rabbeinu Tam, at least, is saying that Rab is made the Rabbi Yosef. So we have to figure this out for tomorrow. I say we, I don't mean just me. We have to figure out what is wrong. Then what? So why is she taking it? Under the chuppah, oh, you give me a stone, 1 minute, let's call up a jeweler. You make a pause in the wedding ceremony, and why is she taking it? She's not a guy.
She
right. And what does she want? Let's say the husband's honest. His husband's honest. He doesn't know how to evaluate stones. And what is in her mind? He says it's worth whatever, worth $5,000. So, what's she thinking? It may really be worth $4,000. And if it's worth $4,000, I want to be married. I don't want to be married.
She wants to be married.
No. So why is she taking it?
She wants to be married.
She wants to be married. So what's the problem? Then it's great. She doesn't trust him. He says $5,000, and she's thinking, baloney, it's really worth $2,000. And she says, Alpha PK. So what's the problem? Even if it's really worth $2,000, it should be a good condition. Koshkin, if it's really worth $5,000. What's the problem? She's suspicious of him. That makes things great. And she takes it anyway, so it's even better. What?
She's taking it, so she's going to get it evaluated.
He could get it.
See, if it's not worse, then I'm going to be married.
If it's worse, I'll be married.
Then I'm going to be married.
If it's less,
sure. Right now, I'm not mentioning.
So maybe what Yanki said is a mahalach. We have to see if there's any mashmais to this. That maybe, because my cash is, why is she taking it? She might take it for two reasons: either to be married or not to be married. If it's to be married, and she doesn't trust him, and she wants it off OPK, so what's the problem? And if she's taking it not to be married, so what is she? Why is she taking it? A gazman? Siaki says maybe she's taking it in order to later shots up the value, and it should be chal then. Now she's not saying that. She says, she's saying in effect, let me think about it, and maybe it'll be chal later. We'll have to see in the Ram if there's such a mahalach. But unless you try something new like that, it's a big problem. Him, he did the perfect thing. He took a thing, he said the real value, he didn't lie, he didn't do anything dishonest. He's a tzaddik, he did everything right. But it means he's saying the right thing, right? Then it's good. But we said that if it's a diamond, rabbis might disrebuy, so that's no good. Right? In the Shirai case, you're right. In the diamond case, you might. So right away, we need pshat. I'm talking pshat in the Gemara. Agav, you should have asked me right away. The Gemara says, idam ala b'choldehu kuliyam ala pligi. Right? The home achleikis is only where you say it's worth more. So what does Rabbeinu Tam want? By us, under the chuppah, b'choldehu, we don't say it's worth more. So b'chlal, this whole Rabbeinu Tam's chumra, b'chayra, shouldn't be negat us. We should be allowed to do it with a diamond ring. Because the Gemara says, idam ala b'choldehu lay pligi. You say whatever it is, you don't say the value, so lay pligi. So we're going to have to straighten that prod out also, that more easily worked out. Alright, so we have homework for tomorrow. I hope you guys will put in the time and effort to figure out pshat in the sugya. And you should, as well, at the same time, look in the Shulchan Aruch where it's Sugat Seichen. By the way, the Ikudiyam is also important, so you have to go a little further.